Thank you, Evan S., for sending this over. Thanks to everybody that saw me over the past week. I was in Pork Chester's, New York, Judork Titties, and Barfalo, New York. Really fun time, really great shows. Josh Potter was with me. Had a great time. I was there part of the New York Comedy Festival. It was awesome. Always fun in Judork Titties. Next week, Thanksgiving week, I'm in Riverside, one of your favorite places.
You got an El Torito there.
Have El Torito, have other places, a bunch of restaurants, have car washes. And I'm going to be at the Fox in Riverside. I believe that's what it's called. The Fox, I think it's called Theater, right? Isn't that how you say it?
Theater.
Theater.
Now, is there a river in Riverside?
Well, that's what I'm opening with, so if you don't mind not doing it. Yeah, so I'm very excited. I'll be there next Wednesday, Riverside, Fox Performing Arts Center. Saturday, it's the most exciting show you've ever, the most excited I've ever seen you for a show I'm doing is that I'm at the Wiltern on
That's
Saturday.
That's right. That's like LA royalty. If you're at the Wiltern, you've officially made it, dude.
I'm excited.
That's where all the big stars perform.
November 25th. I'm there Saturday after Thanksgiving. There's a couple hundred tickets left. It's sold really well, so I'm very excited.
Nice.
And then Fartniks, Arizona, Stand Up Live, December 8th and 9th. The early show on the 9th is sold out. The early show on the 8th is really close to selling out. So get those if you want. I'll be in Phoenix. And then from there, Hawaii. I'm in Maui, December 14th. And Honolulu, December 16th at the Hawaii Theater. Gene, what do you got?
Silly. November. It's now November 19th. They had the date wrong.
Where? With what?
Houston.
Oh.
Originally, it was November 18th. Now it's changed to Sunday, November 19th at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. If you're going to come to Pooston, see me there. And then January 12th here in Pasadena, California at the Ice House Comedy Club. February 2nd and 3rd, Shart Lake Titties in Utah.
It's a great club. Yeah. You've never been there, right?
Well, I like the name of the city. No, I've never been to Shart Lake.
Shart Lake is great. It's beautiful. And that club is great.
Wise guys.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay. And then February 23rd, I'm doing the Colusa Casino. Tickets go on sale for that, I think, by the time this drops. And then March 30 and 31st, Portland at Herium Comedy Club.
When are you there?
March 30th and 31st of 2018.
That's wild. You know what? Your show in Portland is already selling.
Yes.
It's selling well.
I know. It's crazy. It's mommy power and now Netflix, too.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Good job. All right. Is that it, Gene?
What? Did I say something wrong?
You're good. So, TomSegura.com for my tickets, Christina P. Online. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Christina P. Online for Gene's tickets. Is that good? Are we good?
All right. All good. Y'all finished? All done.
Y'all finished and done?
I'm done.
Okay. Jesus. All right.
I don't understand why you're making fun of my accent. I have foreign accent syndrome.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right.
Let's get into it,
Gene. I'm so excited. There's so many things to discuss.
A lot of fun going on in this episode. Really a lot of fun. All right. Here we go, Gene.
Here you go. Tom. Shout out to everybody.
Justin says, hey, guys, Marty is jacked. He keeps his jeans high and tight. Justin,
yes,
he does.
That's true.
Yes.
I've seen him with jeans.
Yes.
Very high.
You've seen him? Very high. Very tight.
Mm-hmm. And big arms.
Okay.
Actually, he's, I don't know. You think he's bigger than you are with respect to muscles?
I don't know.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Did you know that G won ETOY?
Yes, I did. I heard.
Yeah.
Now, someone said that he lip-synced or something.
Yeah, he got ripped apart by country music fans.
Yeah.
He lip-synced on the CMA, the Country Music Awards, or whatever that is. Why,
and he's such a good entertainer. He doesn't...
He's Entertainer of the Year!
Yeah! He doesn't need to do that.
I tell you, he wouldn't fucking do that. Wheeler Walker Jr.
That's right. Well,
he would have sung that shit. Give me that poon. Yeah.
But old Wheeler's been banned from those awards.
Old Wheeler's been banned from ever. I think we're going to see old Wheeler on the Supreme Court and arguing his case that he's being censored. Yeah. Target, Walmart, they won't fucking
play
him.
They won't play his shit.
Fucking too dangerous, man.
Yeah. That's
bunch
too
of pussies,
bad.
That's why.
God, Entertainer of the Year. That is just so crazy.
Major
How does
G
one,
alert.
Major G. Swap up. Swap
hey,
up.
Y'all, swap up. Swap up. Hey, up here.
He's still terrible at his Instagram stories.
Oh, man,
and I watch every one of them. I love them. I cherish them because they're so shitty.
Dude, I love, by the way, this shit when...
nerds.
It's happened over the course of the show a bunch of times. No, but like when our listeners get a shout out on like a new show.
Justin says, hey guys, Marty is jacked. He keeps his jeans high and tight.
That's true.
He does.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then they have no idea what's going on. It brought me back to, look what's on page one of my drops page.
What's that?
Monkey Todd. Remember Monkey
Todd? Oh, the original.
And he got on TMZ on their, the ones that they take call in, I think, of their internet show.
Yeah.
And he got Harvey Levin.
That was the first time
Harvey
Levin. The first time we ever had a mommy sabotage.
Yeah. This is page one. This is like right when the show started.
Okay, where are the dudes at?
Yeah. He was talking about where the dudes. I guess that's just the.
On Harvey.
Yeah.
And Harvey.
That's just the.
But he caught on. I remember he was like, all
like,
right.
He's okay. Like, you know where the dudes are at, Harvey? And he was like, okay. Yeah.
Where are the dudes at?
Where are the dudes at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are the dudes at?
This is great because this is like a local radio, a local news show, like a local affiliate.
I guess they said it's in Rochester, New York. I think that's what this is.
And so it's like two square, for those of you who aren't watching on YouTube, like two total, you know, preppy.
They're like sports
newscasters.
Anchor guys.
Yeah.
Like they're funny, but they're, you know.
They're sweet.
They're nice guys. Yeah. I mean, they're kind of boners, but they're like nice, funny guys.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
They got bamboozled by a mommy.
That's what happens, man. You play with mom, you never know what's going to happen, you know? Shit gets real.
That made me laugh. I like that stuff a lot.
I fucking love that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it kind of is, you know, it's to me, it reminds me of the Hey Mommy, Thanks Gene stuff.
Yeah.
Drive through. I almost forgot about how much fun that was. You should, if you listen to the show now, I can't, you know, give it that much context all at this moment, but you look up, I think there are some on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you look up, Hey Mommy, Thanks Jeans, and with relation to your mom's house, it's where we got people to go to drive-thrus and basically refer, like use jokes from the show in their drive-thru orders. It is amazing. I mean.
Well, and it's something that in private life, you and I still practice.
All the time.
We yesterday decided to actually have fun for the first time in a long time. And we took off the rest of the afternoon and we went to eat Italian food.
Yeah.
And then we went to a movie and everybody we call mommy or jeans, mommy or jeans, mommy or jeans. And nobody still to this day.
And even like The guy shaved Parmesan onto my plate, and I go, "Wow, good job, Gene!" Like, you're welcome. Like, he doesn't register.
Nobody has.
And saying "good job" to somebody is like, especially if you act impressed, you're like, "Good job, Gene," at shaving Parmesan. You know,
yeah, so
it's not,
silly.
It's not something to applaud someone for. I think he just thought, like, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, these two are drunk.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good job.
Good job.
Really impressed the way you poured that water, Gene. Good job.
And then we saw the most boring movie on the fucking planet.
Yeah, you know, I kind of regret switching it. We were going to go see Thor, which was like everyone's raving about. But I was like, I don't want to see that shit. I just didn't care.
Well, you're not a comic book
movie.
No,
I played sports growing up. So, yeah, I'm not into that.
Gotcha.
But yeah, there's we had a different word for them, too. But yeah, so I saw Murder in a title, and I was like, let's go see that.
I knew that would make your... bring joy to your heart. So we saw Murder on the Orient Express, which is based on the Agatha Christie book from 1902.
Yeah.
And
felt like they filmed
Jesus
it like in 1802.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little dull because it's one backdrop and Johnny Depp's in it and he's out
kind
of his mind.
Drug, you know, right?
Dragged
along. Yeah. And then there also was the, I don't know, you know, in a thriller where there's, you need suspicion. You do need to like lead people and then misdirect. And then,
yeah.
But when you do it like 10, 11 times, it also starts
it's annoying.
To, yeah, it gets, starts to be annoying.
Well, that and when you don't clue the audience in on how the detective is coming to his conclusions, well, he'll be like, they won't even show anything. He'd be like, I noticed a scrape in the painting. And you're like, what painting? We never saw that. So he just deduces shit without
knowing. Yeah, it's like superhero style.
Yeah,
he's
you're
just
like,
I noticed that you farted when you walked in the room.
And yeah.
All right. And then that means you must have breakfast around 8.
Right, you're like, right? That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that really bothered us in this film... Dame Judi Dench is in it, and
she's great.
I could watch her do anything, and she has two little lap dogs.
Two? I thought she had one.
I thought it was two. And the whole time, I mean, I was concerned because I'm like, where are these dogs shitting and pissing?
Yeah, on the train. They never show them going.
Right.
And they never talk about it. It's kind of like that Martian movie,
right,
with Matt Damon, where they're like, "Where do you jerk off?
Right.
And when are you? And how come you're not watching porn when you ask for stuff?"
Well, that's what bothered me about this film, much like the Matt Damon film.
Yeah.
Why aren't you answering the important questions? Like,
yeah.
Yes, we know who done it, but where are these Malteses taking their shits and their pisses?
Yeah.
Because you're on this train for days.
It's what the next movie will probably be about, is what I'm thinking. When they do a sequel. Where do the dogs shit and piss?
What a neat pitch. And also, like, I watch people on airplanes taking international flights with their dogs, and I think, well, how are those dogs pissing and shitting?
It's another movie.
Right.
It could be a movie about that.
Or a television series, you were thinking.
Yeah, that's right. I thought we could, you know, I know you have some TV meetings coming up.
I do.
Maybe you could,
big network ones, too.
I thought you could pitch that. And I thought for the dogs pissing and shitting, you could call it, Where Do I Go? Where do I go?
Where do I go?
You go,
Where do I go?
Now, let me give you some advice. When you walk in, you go, Where do I go? And they'll be like, well, I'll be like, that's what I want to talk to you about. It's a show about dogs shitting and pissing in places that you don't know where they're going. And then they'll be like, oh, that's intriguing.
They're not going to say that.
Yes, they go. I need three acts and I need 22 minutes. And I can blow people's minds in this country. Yeah.
I have a feeling I should open with, you guys are dog lovers, right?
That's true.
Yeah. I feel like that's the way to get them on board. And then I could be like, but where do they go when people are on trains?
Why don't you take
in cars?
Start with like your phone and go, and you hold it up like that and you show them, you're like, that's a picture of my dog. And they're like, oh, that's adorable. And be like, do you know where he shit and pissed today? And then they'll be like, I'm sorry. And be like, he went in the backyard because he was home. But what about when you see a dog on a plane? You know, like right away, you grab him in like that.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
And then if they don't like that one, I was thinking I could follow it up with, okay, well, not that one. But what about Dog Dick Afternoon?
Which was one of the original great ideas on this show.
Right.
A pitch where you take different breeds of dogs on a walk and you explain to the viewing audience their habits and behavior and, you know, the history of the dog. And then you masturbate the two dogs. And then you see if they have different styles of orgasm. I'm thinking
right.
ABC.
Right.
Because they do racier stuff.
Fox is more in line.
It's like a Fox show.
Yeah. Who are you thinking of hosting?
You.
Me?
Of course.
Wow.
It's your show.
Okay. What movie? Caesar Milan? He's into the dogs and
you.
Stuff.
It's
yeah.
You.
Okay.
No, yeah. Cute blonde. And you go like, hey, guy, yeah. You like dogs? And then at the end of the dog episode, the dogs come. So right now you have a show pitching dogs shitting and pissing and coming. I can't think of a more exciting talent moving forward for the networks.
Do you think our manager would like, is he going to like the pitch?
I would tell him this. Yeah. I would say this. I have a couple great ideas. I want to surprise you. Don't tell him.
Don't tell him the pitches in advance.
At all in advance. Yeah. Just drop it on him in the room. And I'm sure he'll be like, yeah, he'll really get on board with it. I've known him a long time.
Yeah.
He'll like it.
He'll like it.
He'll like it a lot.
I really like this idea, but I am serious. It was distracting me the entire time. As a dog lover, I was very upset at the idea of Dame Judi Dench keeping this dog hostage on this train.
Sure, yeah.
I'm serious, though. How do you think they let the dog piss and shit on the Orient Express?
That's a really good question. I mean, I don't know how they did it, period, in that era. I feel like now we live in an era where they'll build an area for dogs.
You know,
the airport, there's like relief area for dogs, but... That shit's like the 1930s or something. Right. 20s, I think.
Yeah, like I guess they just let it piss and shit where it wanted.
That thing got depressing, too, when they were unfolding the story.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, it's a real bummer. Yeah.
Really fucked me in the ass, man.
You really fucked me hard,
fuck
too.
Fucked me in my asshole, man. I didn't like that at all. What is this? A question for you? Emetophobia?
Oh, emetophobia.
What is that?
I'm an emetophobe. I don't like vomiting.
Oh, okay.
I've talked about it before on That's Deep, Bro.
Yeah.
I've talked about it on this show, actually. Yeah. Okay, good. I love advice on
just
this
wanted
stuff.
Some advice regarding what is it?
Emetophobia.
I'm a 33-year-old woman. I've been suffering for over 20 years. How are you able to get through with pregnancy? My biological clock is ticking, but the thought of morning sickness is terrifying. Thanks, Amanda.
Amanda, I hear you because I had the same exact fear when I was pregnant with Ellis. And I will tell you that I never vomited with him. So first of all, it's emetophobia is a phobia of vomiting. And I've had it since I was like 9 years old.
And a long time.
Oh stop. Stop it. Okay. I don't like hearing that.
Yeah, okay.
You know I don't like it. I'm going to rip off my headphones.
I'll close it.
So anyways, it helped me to talk about it with my therapist. If you have a therapist, I would recommend doing that.
And then
I will tell you that when I was pregnant with Ellis, I would get nauseous, but I would will it away.
But the other thing I remember you told me that, but then you told me later on, somebody told you about a medicine.
Yeah, so here's what you can take,
You got to, full disclosure, I'm not recommending you take this. You need to talk to your physician. Don't fucking, I didn't make you take it. You have to ask. All right.
Yeah, so there's a medicine that can suppress the spasms in your stomach. So again, like that is something you can ask your doctor to prescribe you if you have a severe
subscribe.
Did I say fucking subscribe?
No,
but you're correcting my, thank you so much. Yes. You're right. Yeah. I got a subscription for it.
Yeah.
Cause it's actually, I mean, I've read about it. Let's say you have food poisoning. It's not necessary for it to come out of your stomach. It can go out the other way, which is why a doctor would subscribe it
right
for you.
There you go.
Yeah. So you can will it away. And I have, or maybe I'm just lucky.
I cannot believe you. I do think you've willed it away because all the time I've known you, not once.
How many years?
Not once. I've known you a long, but let's say we've been together. I mean, we started dating in 2005.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 12 years.
Knock on wood, I have not vomited.
Remember when I got food poisoning?
I don't like talking about it.
And I puked in the...
Yes! Stop it. I remember in the sink and I didn't like it. And I remember seeing the green parts of it and I fucking flipped out.
You flipped out quietly.
Yeah, well, I've learned to contain my anxiety. Yeah. Like, I get it. And I'm so afraid of when Ellis is going to get food or stomach problems.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
And I'm, of course, I'll be alone with him. You'll be on the road.
Well, speaking of dog cum and vomiting, I guess.
Great. Thanks.
Speaking of dog cum and vomiting.
Jesus Christ.
What?
What kind of segue? What are we going to go into now?
Oh, I thought it makes total sense to go into. Louis C.K. has been in the news.
Oh, God.
No, he's one of the titans of our industry. And you know, obviously, if you were alive, you've paid attention to it. Probably if you follow comedy and like comedy podcasts, you're probably well-versed in it already. But
yeah.
There's this shakedown going down. That's probably the wrong term, but there's this
the jizz shakedown.
The jizz down that's going down in Hollywood. No, it's overall. I think it's actually a really good thing. It's like checking some pretty horrible behavior
that's been known, by the way, in our community for a long time.
Yeah, and I'm talking about. I mean, when I say checking behavior, I'm talking about across the board. I think it's good to check powerful people that are abusing their power.
Yeah.
And I think obviously the Weinstein one is massive, and he's been raping people.
Ooh, crazy.
And then, you know, I made some jokes initially about the Spacey one.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a good thing he was doing, but I thought he was just kind of being, overly flirtatious on the set. Like, kind of. Like, they said he was, like, rubbing guys' shoulders that don't want. I was like, oh, he's doing what some guys do to women, but to guys on the set of House of Cards. And then stories came out about him with, like, 14-year-old boys.
Yikes.
Attempting to rape one, supposedly raping another. And turns out, I mean, at least how it's being portrayed is that he's a fucking savage, you know? And I think those guys will never work again and should never work again. And I think Weinstein might go to prison.
I hope so.
There are active investigations.
He's a real predator,
Open cases on him in LA and New York.
Yeah.
So they're like, they're investigating, trying to find a way to charge that guy with a real crime.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He did go to rehab for 3 whole days, Tom. Oh, so let's not forget.
Him and Spacey are at the same place. Do you know that?
They're in the same rehab facility?
Yeah.
Oh, good for them. Yeah. They can compare
notes?
Yeah. But what's that shithead that raped a 13-year-old and he went to Paris?
Oh, Roman Polanski.
Yeah.
And has been continued to be celebrated.
Yeah, show business loves that guy. Welcome back. Like, what?
I wonder if they're going to further, you know... Like, he's been defended by show business people for a long time.
I know.
It's one of the more alarming things.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting into something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
If you don't know the Polanski story, you can read it in detail, but he was convicted in Los Angeles County of sex with a 13-year-old girl in a hot tub that he gave champagne to. I don't know if he gave her a pill. He, you know, had an agreement of a certain amount of time to be served. The judge either retired or died. And so, like, the replacement judge was like, no, no, you're going to go to prison for a while. And his defense, I'm paraphrasing this stuff, but, like, was something about, yeah, but the last judge said we had a deal. And basically, new judge was like, I don't give a fuck about your deal.
Yeah.
And so he got on a plane to Paris, and that's that. He's never come back.
Yeah.
He's tried to ask for permission to come back, and Los Angeles district attorneys for the last, whatever, 30 years have been like, nope, you have an open warrant for your arrest if you're ever in, you know, around U.S. territories or any place. Anyways, all that stuff, those guys are, it's horrible. With Louis, you know, the thing that, first of all, is just like, we've heard the stories for a long time, you know, particularly.
Yeah.
One.
It's, let's put it this way. It's been in our industry. We've all known. The comedians have spoken about it for the last.
I thought it was one of the things that I'm like, is hearing some of these comics go like, I didn't know about that. I'm like,
Well, the thing is too, you hear stories,
especially like his peer, like guys are his age.
Right. Right. Oh, they, yeah. Come on, bro.
You didn't know that? Really?
I mean, the thing is too, but, you know, again, if you're in our shoes and you hear a story like that about somebody, you weren't there. You don't know all the facts. You don't know what's true, what's not, you know what I mean? Like stories, the telephone game is like, okay, I don't know. You don't know.
I know
everything.
I don't know. I here's the thing about my thought on it is that what he did is not okay to do.
Clearly.
It's really not okay to do that to people. Especially if like those people are, you know, like in a position working for some, like if they're working under you and like you're the boss basically in the room.
Right. That's the whole thing is that he was in there, you know, he's in the position of power and taking advantage of his powerful position.
It's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
Yeah.
But again, like, is it worth ruining someone's entire life?
Man.
You're like, dude,
I have a lot. I know. I don't know how this, I mean, if it comes across really callous, but like when that story broke and when the consequences started, you know, coming to be, I felt like a lot of empathy for that guy. Not because I thought it was okay what he did, but like, I just started thinking about somebody with, you know, he's got two kids, like two daughters.
Yeah,
and like, and I know that the answer to that is like, well, maybe you shouldn't have fucking done that then.
Yeah, of course.
I get it. And I'm not defending it or minimizing or diminishing what he did, but it is, you know, I can't help, but like, I feel like that is a fucking devastating, price to pay, you know?
It is. And I think too, right? Like all crimes, there's different levels of crime. You have first 100%. Degree murder, second degree murder,
manslaughter, assault, aggravated battery.
Yeah. And I think right now, like to lump him in with a Harvey Weinstein,
it's not okay to do that either.
It's not the same crime. Now, is it a crime? Absolutely. Is it horrible and traumatic to have to go through something like that with a dude?
It is.
Yeah, of course. And honestly, how many of, look, as a woman, have I seen dudes doing that in public? Since I was 12 and awake, been dudes doing that.
I've never said this publicly, but I have my own experience.
Right.
With a person who I worked for very early on in my show business career. Or living in Los Angeles, and it was for working for somebody in a position of power who did something in a very inappropriate. And I've told you about it. I don't want to get into details. And I don't want to out the person either, because I just don't know what the end game that I'm looking for is there. You know, it's just like, it's kind of one of those things where I just chalked it up to being like, that person's fucked up. And they have their own demons, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to them, but it's been a long time.
It's been a long time, right?
Yeah. I just,
I don't know, man. It's so fucked up. I think what really breaks your heart and what breaks our hearts, I think you and I specifically, is that Louis is such a super talent too. And
it's
retarded. Man, that's the guy we all we all look up to as the gold standard.
It's one of those things that people always, you know, bring up with these super talents that have these flaws or these, you know, like your Polanski's obviously a great director.
Right.
You know, Michael Jackson was one, obviously, like the whole world celebrated his talent. And then everyone was like, is he fucking kids all the time or something? Right. Like, it's kind of crazy.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly's, yeah, for sure. You know, he's, it's real talk, man. He really...
It's confusing. And I think
Cosby
was the worst. Cause you're at the same, as a fan, like, let's take it back. As a fan of these people, it's such a psychological mind fuck. Yeah. You're like, wait, am I allowed to like this person anymore? Like,
I think the other part of it that affects people like us with regard to Louis is that we work in his field and, like, you know, Cosby seems so separated from us because he's like 50 years older.
Right.
And like the way he came up, but like we have like a certain bond with Louis because Louis's kind of like the talent wise and like the kind of the Cosby of our era. Right.
Yeah.
Like he's the guy.
He's the class ahead of us.
He's the class ahead of us, but we've seen him, like we remember him having his first special and seeing the trajectory, seeing the build. And so in a way he's like the big brother, even of comedians who aren't friends with him, like you go like, wow, like look at him doing this and this and this, you know? So it's like, you kind of want to, we've all kind of been like in awe, even if he's not your, like, I know some people are like, you know, content wise, they're not like into him or whatever. Look, man, objectively, skill wise, he's such a skilled comedian.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. It's a fucking bummer, dude. It's just a
serious
bummer.
The whole
thing.
I mean, it's sad. I feel like that it happened. Like, it's sad that he did that and sad for the women that experienced it. But I'm also sad at the, like someone's, you know, life being just totally ruined.
Totally devastated right now. Yeah. Fuck, man.
And they tried, you know, and lumping in the people close to him, making it about like his manager.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what the fuck that's all about.
That stuff too. You're like, well, look, the manager's only going by what he's been told by the client. And it's the manager's job to protect the client. Yeah. So you can't be like, hey, the manager should have known. There's a lot of things. They're not omnipotent.
Well, yeah. Like you're going to mislead the person that you're wanting to help you cover for it. So he's not going to be
tell him everything.
Here's a fucked up thing that I did. And here's what I want. No, he's going to be like, I didn't really, you know.
Of course. He's going to minimize most likely. And if you have a good manager, they're going to fucking try to help you.
Yeah.
They're going to help you out of the mud. Yeah. So,
and he wasn't, by the way, he wasn't helping a superstar client.
That's right. At the time. Right.
For people that are like, yeah, of course you're going to fucking protect. This was fucking a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not like, I know people are already going to jump on us for the way that we're phrasing this, I guess. But I just feel like part of what's going on right now is there's like a hysteria, which again, the end result is that it's going to check people in power to really think twice before they pull their moves.
And this is
a good thing.
And this is a necessary move in the evolution of equality for women. This is a necessary
I mean, you're abroad.
You know, okay. But it is a necessary thing to do to start weeding out these jerk-offs that are abusing women, abusing and molesting children, by the way. Corey Feldman's coming out and naming people who in the 80s were molesting. And he said, this is a known thing, that there are pedophiles
poor son of a
in
bitch
Hollywood.
Too, that came out against Spacey. He was 14.
Yeah. I mean,
imagine a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's fucking unbelievable. But it is a necessary thing to get things more equal and to clean up the business a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It's terrible. The whole thing is devastating.
It's terrible, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, God. It's a lot.
Dick, I'll make you slap somebody in the face.
Ain't that the truth?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough show business talk. You know, we usually don't talk current events, but you know, this is happening in our community. So
yeah, maybe
have to.
I could maybe mix it up or change the speed a little bit by telling you that we finally got some more "She's Retarded" mixes from our listeners.
Thank God. I mean, She's Retarded and Machines Within have become the two smash hit songs of the fall season.
It's really, really taken over. And, you know, there were some She's Retarded that came in last week. We played and some were okay, some were better. But there's some definitely better ones in this week. I'll give you a couple here. He's the club mix. She's retarded. From Sully. For the clubs.
I like this, yeah.
I like it.
Oh, I love it.
You could play that. You could play that in any club. Absolutely fantastic.
You actually could play that at any club.
Oh, you could. Yeah.
It would be great if we could have that played at a club and then people halfway through be like, wait a minute. What's this guy saying?
What are they singing? This a song?
She's retarded.
This is Tim from Australia. You ready, Jane?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Tango's retarded. She's retarded.
She's retarded.
Let's go.
She's retarded.
She's retarded.
I'm not retarded.
She's retarded.
She's retarded.
I'm mentally disabled.
She's retarded. She's retarded.
She sounds
retarded. She's retarded.
It's not acceptable. Great.
Very good work.
And then the one, that's great. That's Tim from Australia. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
The one I've been waiting for, I told you I met him finally a few weeks ago when I was in Austin. Gaping Dad.
Wow.
He's sent in some of the great hits of your mom's house music history.
He's a celebrity on our show.
Oh, yeah. He's an OG, and he made a She's Retarded. So, you know, I feel like some of our producers, our music producers on this show have earned it, you know?
Sure. Wow. Wow, chips in a bowl.
Yeah. I mean, he's Gaping Dead. He deserves it. I haven't even heard it, and I just feel like he deserves it already. He always does a good job.
Such quality work, always. Yeah.
So here we go. Ready? Finally, the world premiere of She's Retarded from Gaping Dad.
Make your brains and get over it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's retarded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah.
I mean, he made a
fire
whole fucking song.
Yeah.
I told you Tango started. She's retarded.
Shut the fuck up.
You gotta get off the bus.
Shut the fuck up.
She's retarded. You gotta get off the bus.
Incredible.
You gotta get off the bus. She's retarded.
I mean, this is an epic masterpiece, man.
It really is. It incorporates so many of our favorites.
It really is. I'll tell you what I'll do is this song is actually a full length song. I will close this episode with that full song.
Make a bridge and get over it.
Make a bridge and get over it. So great.
I like those too.
I know.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you know who Scrim is by any chance?
You always say, when are you going to lick my Scrim?
No, I say Scrum.
No.
This is a rapper.
Hi,
his name is Scrim.
Oh.
He also goes by Suicide Christ.
Okay.
And he's in the Suicide Boys.
Oh, boy. That's not a bad name. There's the Dead Boys, the Suicide Boys. It's not a bad name for a band.
Well, I want you to pay attention to what Scrim is saying here, because I feel like you could learn a thing or two. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, the whole thing with licking an asshole is this. It's like, I'm down to do it. A lot of motherfuckers think I'm sick or something because of this, but it's like, I'm down to do it. I've did it before, and it's pretty fucking nice. Like, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like having, like a black bitch with a fat ass, spread them cheeks, like, put it on my face. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But here's the stipulations if I'm going to do some shit like that.
You think I...
Okay.
You get pink eye.
Yeah. he's got some stipulations, though.
Stipulations.
I got some stipulations, man.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
Some shit like that.
You get pink eye.
You get pink eye. What are the stipulations, my man?
First off, no, fuck no. Farting ain't even, a bitch better not even fart in front of me ever, period. Whether she make it sitting down, we eat.
Oh, we're off.
Because if she farts in front of me, yeah, party's over. Like, I'm breaking up with you right then and there.
Wow.
Now, I could not have a relationship with Scrim.
You couldn't. You're also not black. He said like a bitch with a black bitch.
Sorry, right. I meant, I did hear that. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Yeah.
I was hoping he'd be an equal opportunity butt licker.
I don't think he likes white bitches. You better never fart. So yeah, you're out of the
I'm already out of the running.
Yeah.
For Scrim.
Now, for the stipulations of ass eating,
yeah,
one of two things have to happen. Or if both things happen, then it just makes it better for me.
What's that?
One, go ahead.
Gotta bleach the anus.
Oh, stop.
Gotta bleach the anus. Gotta be fresh, gotta be clean.
Okay.
And I don't know what else can get it more cleaner than bleaching that motherfucker. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mattisite?
What the fuck is that?
It's a carcinogen cleaner.
Dude, I don't want her to rot her fucking ass off with some acid and shit like y'all are talking about. I just want her to bleach the motherfucker.
Okay. But why? But wait a minute. Now, he likes... black women, but he's asking them to bleach their anuses,
which is actually skin bleaching,
right? You bleach the skin around your anus, which is I imagine very painful.
I'm sure.
And if he likes the darker ladies, why are you asking him to bleach it lighter?
Yeah,
it seems counterintuitive.
Why don't you ask for a darker?
Right.
Like, why don't you paint your asshole black?
Right.
You know, that's what I would say. Can you paint your asshole black?
He does have those knuckle tattoos that I like so much.
He's got a lot of tattoos.
I do like those.
He talks the way he, you know. So.
Or secondly, if she gets like fresh, like straight out the shower.
Well, that's
like
much easier.
Not time to dry off. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like suds still sitting in the asshole from the soap.
Oh, stop.
Like then, then I'm throwing her down and we're getting it in.
Yeah.
So he requires ass bleaching or suds in the hole.
I think that's much easier to wash your asshole than to get it bleached.
But he's saying suds still in there.
Like soap is, he's just saying like you're extra clean, you know?
Well, yeah, then he doesn't really like eating ass. I feel like he likes, then when
you're saying that he should like it a little dirty?
A little tank.
Wow.
Well, if you're into eating buttholes, don't you want it to be kind of in a state of a butthole? He may as well lick a a forearm or a forehead. Do you know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Like, then the taboo is gone if there's no tang on it.
Yeah. A little stink. Right. A little bit.
Right.
But not a lot.
Right.
A lot.
It's too tangy. Like a whole day of me.
Oh, God.
Running around. No. Would you lick my butthole after Pilates?
No.
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 But, so it's not stipulated that she has to have a clean shaven ass.
Absolutely. Hold up. That's like automatic.
I never mentioned anything about
that. Well, to me, I thought that was just natural. That's like automatic. It's like, bitch, if you bend over and I see one little fucking hair, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
hard. You curve over.
Yeah.
See, he doesn't really like licking ass is what I'm trying to say. He's got all these rules and stipulations.
He's got high standards, this guy, Scrim.
Yeah, I don't think he really likes it.
I don't know if he doesn't really like it, but he's got some, you know, he's like, you better never fart in front of me. You better never see a fucking hair.
I can't deal with it.
Better be bleached. There better be soap.
Yeah.
He just got, he's got very, very clear preferences.
His standards are just too high for
me. Too much.
I mean, I can't get my beehole hairless. I don't wax.
Wait, why can't you get it hairless?
I don't wax down there. I don't believe in pouring hot wax on my most sensitive parts of my body and then
you
ripping.
You can get it.
I won't. I refuse. I think it's cruel and unusual punishment. I think it's. I just won't do it. Why? For what? When I can use a razor?
Well, but you still use a razor?
Yeah, on the undercarriage, and I can get my beehole. I can kind of graze my asshole to get. I'm not very. I mean, you know me. I'm not.
You don't have a lot of hair.
I'm not very hairy.
No,
I don't think compared
no, you're
to.
Not. You're not.
Yeah, so it's not a big issue for me.
No, I've been with bitches that got hair coming out of everywhere. I was with a girl once. I thought she had a pair of balls in her panties. Like I was like, what is in there?
What are you talking about?
She is so hairy.
Oh, hairy!
That the underwear had like a bulge, and I was like, listen,
stop.
I swear to you, she was so hairy that she had a bulge, and I was like, nah. And then when the panties dropped, it was just like, I mean, it was like,
what year was this?
64.
Jesus Christ!
And no, it felt like it was. I mean, it was, but she was just super hairy, you know.
Now, but that what I'm serious. What year is this?
What year is
90
it?
90 something.
Yeah, yeah. Like, maybe 2000. Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd think, like, you've gotten the memo that general societal consensus is shave or wet, you know.
Or trim it down. I mean, she was shaved where she needed to be shaved, but.
Oh, you're
it
saying.
It was just, like, so strong, right? Like, there was so much bulk.
Right.
And I mean, she was just a hairy, hairy broad, I guess.
Now
you know?
Do the courtesy of trimming up down there for me.
I try to. Yeah, I try to trim it pretty. I mean, sometimes I'll forget and I'll look and I'll be like, poof.
Now.
God, I don't even see where my dong's at. So much hair down
It doesn't
there.
Bother me. I don't care. But do you know that the trend now for girls is totally bald?
Wait, that's been for years, I feel like.
I just heard about it on the internet.
On.
No, I swear to God, I was reading something, and apparently bald is where the party's at. And
wait, hasn't bald been the thing the last 15 years?
Yeah, but when I was a single girl, when you and I started dating, the landing strip was
the trend,
the norm. So now I'm saying that the Hitler is gone. Now it's just totally baby beaver.
I feel like baby beaver's been around for a while. And I gotta tell you, I had a few baby beaves. I'm not that, like, it being hairless doesn't really do anything for me. I prefer the landing strip.
I feel, as an adult, as a mature woman.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Like, I have pubic hair. So
I'm a grown man.
Yeah, I had puberty.
It's weird.
It is kind of weird. It's childish.
Shaved it? You shaved it like a little kid?
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not one of these people that grows out my armpit hair. I do let the leg hair go because it's blonde.
I think hairless cocks are weird, you know?
Oh, like, that's so weird.
Or when a dude shaves a perfect patch over it, like when it's really well. You see that? Like
in porn?
Yeah, it's like he shaves like how I would shave a beard line, like right
like
over
the Puerto
it.
Rican,
just, like a Puerto Rican beard,
yeah.
But isn't that weird over a dong? Like it feels like it should be like you could trim it down.
But I think that's for pornos,
but, like the shaping.
So
of
they
it?
Look bigger on camera, isn't
no,
that?
No, but yeah, but I'm saying like some of them are so meticulously shaven.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's gay. It's a little homosexual.
Yeah, it's a little much.
Yeah, yeah. It's feminine.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Feminine.
It just feels feminine to be like. I put the line here, and then I used a ruler, and then I made sure it was the same here. It's like, why don't you just trim that down and make it look like
hey, come on, sweetheart. Why don't you put a bow on it? You know what I don't like is, personally, like buff guys that shave their chests, and then you see the growth come in a little.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Personally, I'm like, just have hair.
Just have hair. I
don't
know.
It doesn't bother me.
Some people are real anti-hair. Look at my head.
You are, I know.
I'm like a fucking space monkey.
You get ready to shot out into space. Yep. It's like in Fight Club. I have to fart. When are we going to get these fart mics?
Yeah, it's been a while.
That was not.
I did. I went for it. You know what it is? I've been getting my hair cut by the same guy you've been getting your hair cut by. I love that guy.
Everybody in our family goes to now.
Alan's great. And we've done different things. But then over the years, this front area has thinned out. And so I believe in, like, when you're thinning in an area, you keep it short.
Yeah.
So we've been keeping it short. But then the more that it thins out, it's like I get a haircut, and then a week later, I'm like, oh, now it's just, like, glaringly thin.
Oh, that's why you're doing it. Because you feel like the grow out is making it show more.
It does. I don't feel like it does. It does. Right. So it's like, to me, it's like just throw in the towel and go, oh, I'll just go shorter so that the haircut lasts longer.
Oh, I see. I didn't know your reasoning. I didn't understand this logic. I really didn't.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't know.
What did you think was happening?
I thought you just wanted to be like, you know, cool guy. Like an older dad. And just go ahead and get your dad cut, you know?
No, I just feel like I'm getting haircuts that last 10 days.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it looks great. I think you're very handsome.
You were very like, what's going on?
When I saw I don't like change.
You were like, and I walked in. I was like, what do you think? You're like, it's different. I was like, oh, shit.
I don't like change. I've been with the same hairdresser since I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's 21 years I've been going to Allen. No one else has colored my hair.
Yeah.
Since
that's wild.
That's only Allen. I don't like change. And I like you to look the way I'm used to you looking, you know?
It doesn't look that different.
It took me a while to get used to it. At first, I was shocked because I'm like,
yeah.
I was like, it's a real dad.
You're like, Jesus, is Jason Statham my new husband?
But now I like it because I feel like it's more rugged. I feel like you're like, you know, you're going to go hunt.
You know who else has the same haircut as me?
First off, no.
Oh, yeah.
Farting ain't even.
That's right.
Right?
I knew I liked him for some reason.
Yeah. Same haircut.
So I want to bring up something we didn't talk about when we were on vacation with your family in August.
Okay.
It was your father's 70th birthday.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And
how did we not? Did we report this?
I don't think we reported this.
I feel
this.
Like we did. We must have mentioned this.
Well, we're going to do it again.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's hilarious.
I think it's a good idea.
And it was his 70th birthday, and both your sisters and their spouses and your mother, all of us were there. And, well, why don't you tell the story? Because this is your brilliant idea.
Did I first mention it or did I first write it down for like a card? I forget. So I think I mentioned it. I think we were at, I think because we had dinners the night before and the night of, right? Of his birthday. And so it was all of us together. And I said, oh, like, Mom, Dad turns 70 tomorrow. Are you going to give him, are you going to 69 him tonight? And she goes, what? Did I 69 for 70? And I go, no, you guys going to 69 tonight? Because it says last night being 69. And of course, there's like giggling at the table. And my dad's like, Tommy, shaking his head. And then everyone starts laughing. And she's like, what? What? And she's like, that's what an innocent my mother is. She really doesn't know.
She has no idea what 69 is.
And so like, then Maria's like, it's something. And my mom's like, sexual. And she's like, yeah. And she's like, what? And they're like, they're trying to be, you know, polite about it. It's just, and she's like, please tell me. And she's like, okay, you know, like a guy puts his mouth down on you and then you go down on him. And she's like, what? So they're like trying to like paint the picture.
Yeah. Your mom's head is exploding. Like, wait,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. She can't put it together.
Can't even fathom what's happening.
And then I, you know, when she finally figured it out, she was like, oh, and just, you know, rolled her eyes and was like, that just sounds horrific.
Yeah.
To her, it's like, you might as well be like, can Dad shit in your mouth tonight? So.
Right.
But then later on, I go, hey, you know what you should do? When we get together tomorrow, you should be like, I'm going to go 69 your dad. And she was down with it. We had dinner and she was like, I'm going to go give 69 now. So fun. But I think, by the way, what would be really fun for our listeners, if any of you, this is how I propose you do it. Get a camera going, or at least an audio recording, but camera would be better. And ask your mom, regardless of her age, let's say your mom is 47. Be like, hey, when Dad when dad's about to turn 70, do you think you guys will 69?
No, the night before his 70th birthday, on the last night of him being 69, will you give him 69?
Yeah. Will you guys
69?
Will you guys 69? And just see if they laugh or they get upset. And like if they're over 70, just go like, hey, when dad turned 70, did you 69 him? Like as a birthday present as for turning 70.
Happy birthday for being 69 for the last night.
Yeah. Or if your dad's dead, be like, if dad was still here, do you think you'd 69 him on his 69th birthday?
So stupid.
It's so stupid.
Well, because we were talking about it. Like, remember when you were, like, you first heard about what 69 was?
Yeah.
And you were like 12 or 13 or whatever. And you were like, whoa, we're going to do that all the time. I'm married. I'm 69.
I just thought that would be the mountaintop. Like, oh man, one day, 69. And it'll be the best fucking thing ever. And then I remember doing it and being like, this is just, it's not as good.
Well, because you're doing the work.
And trying to receive the pleasure.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's not as good.
It's counterproductive.
I know, because you want to be like, okay.
It's like eating and shitting at the same time. Like, you got to do one or the other. You can't do both at the same time.
I mean, you can.
You can, but you're not going to enjoy
it. I'm known for it, but you know, yeah.
But you're not going to enjoy either one fully.
True.
Because you're working. You're doing work.
Someone said
too much effort.
There's a Jewish prayer for shitting?
No.
from Blue Band. I thought this was bullshit because I've never heard of it and I grew up super Jewish, but it's totally legit. Hey, shitlers. Was Glass in the last episode you came across your discussion of the sacred releasing?
Oh,
yeah, that
God.
Was that guy that was talking about really being present for your shitting and the need for prayer while squeezing out your chocolate dough. Let me save you the work. Us Jews beat you to it. Here's the English translation of the prayer, usually referred to as the bathroom blessing.
Oh.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who fashioned man with wisdom and created within him many openings and many cavities. It is obvious and known before your throne of glory that if even one of these cavities is ruptured or blocked, it would be impossible to survive and to stand before you, even for a short period of time. Blessed are you, God, who heals all flesh and acts wondrously.
Mm.
The prayer is said while washing your hands post-brown or yellow, rather than during the act of elimination, as Bun suggested. Tina, let me preemptively satiate your curiosity. If you have diarrhea, the blessing is recited after each instance of said diarrhea. F all the haters, genes within, Jillian, a.k.a. Hungry Tits.
Oh, wow, Jillian.
That's
I like genes within.
Amazing.
That is interesting. Well, hey, this might be a good time to bring up my appearance on the Adam Carolla
show. Oh, my God. This is a real shit-centric episode today.
Sure is. It's what we do best.
Yeah, it really is.
So I did Carolla's show.
You're promoting Mother Inferior with, which if you have not yet seen, Christina's Netflix special Mother Inferior is
where is it?
Mother Inferior.
Where can it be seen?
On Netflix.
Netflix.
You can see it all over any of the many 100,000 countries that now have Netflix, and it's streaming, and it's really great, and it's really well received.
I love you.
You've been promoting it everywhere.
And it was nice to meet Adam Carolla because I've been listening to him since forever. I grew up here in LA and back when he was on K-Rock doing Loveline.
And he's
Dr.
also,
Drew.
You know, one of these podcast giants, man. I mean,
juggernaut.
Crazy.
Dude. Yeah, he's amazing. Very, very gracious, very kind, very fun. So it just spontaneously happened. We were doing some topics and I happened to get into this with Adam,
amazing.
And I thought you guys might enjoy it.
Yeah.
Adam, do you have a bidet situation, or are you just mashing that poo into your fur, just rubbing it?
Oh, man. my thing is I will time the toilet with the shower, so you know.
Oh, you
I
go don't, shit to shower.
Shit to shower.
Yeah.
I've done that too. But you do a wipe before you go shower, right? You don't.
I surprise myself. Yeah. You know, I like to keep it fresh.
It depends on certain factors.
First of all,
I mean,
I cannot believe you found a brother out there who's as disgusting as you are.
We have so much in common. Carolla's grandfather was Hungarian as well.
That's
he
wild.
Loves chicken paprikash. And he shits to shower. Now, a lot of us are ashamed about it, but Ari Schaefer, Adam Carolla, Ari and I, we are all shit to shower people. And I thought it'd be nice for all the other ones out there. We can all feel safe knowing that famous people go shit to shower too.
Play it as well. Continue playing.
I'd like to. Yeah.
If I am staring at, if I'm literally just going to step off the commode and into the shower, I'll save the paper.
That's, wow. That's my move. That is bold.
That's wow. my move.
You don't shower with soap.
Yeah. No, I don't shower. Oh, no. I'll get
he
back.
He goes right in the pool.
I go dunk myself in the pool.
There's jets in there.
I'll give a hot water, good hot water rinse down there. Yeah, good hot water rinse.
Not even an exploratory wipe? To see what happened?
I get it. I get it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like,
I've been there and done that. You know, it's not my first ass rodeo.
It reminds me of Wipegate. Remember?
Yeah. Wipegate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Between Skippy peanut butter and Jif peanut butter, which do you like?
Skippy. Which?
Skippy and Jif.
It was Charo when I called her.
Oh, Jif. Yeah. What is the name of the peanut butter I like? Skunk. Jif.
Yeah.
Jif.
Okay. And then between the shaky Parmesan cheese, the Kraft one,
all
or
day.
The fresh shaved Parmesan, favorite. Which do you like?
Shaky.
Oh, fresh.
Okay. And then what? Tell me what you think of this, because I've had this conversation with Christina. Into it. So when Christina goes to the bathroom, like goes caca.
Okay, that's getting disgusting.
No. I need you to weigh in on this. So she goes caca, and then she gets up from the toilet and she takes a shower immediately without wiping even once.
Ah, oh no, this is disgusting.
I swear to God.
Don't say that. I just said it was the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Can you please tell me why? Why you think so?
Because it is the only thing she can wipe herself well in the shower is by sticking her hands in the shower.
Well, she says. Okay. She says.
That, I have to call you back.
Wait. She says that the shower pressure cleans it for her.
Well, that's a personal opinion then.
But you think,
I think it's disgusting.
You think it's disgusting?
I think it's disgusting.
I don't see the difference between doing what she does and just going caca in the shower.
I don't. I don't know what's wrong with you. No,
I'm not saying to do that. I'm saying I barely see the difference because she...
It's true.
There is a difference. I do the brown in the toilet, and like Adam said, and he brought up a really good point, is that you know what you're working with.
Yeah,
he knows. I'm 41 years old. I've been dumping my whole life. I know what's going on back there. Okay. I know what's happening. It's fine.
It's fine.
I did it today. I did a shit to shower today. I try to do it every morning.
Okay.
What's wrong?
I'm trying to set the. Never mind. I'm trying to do that. There again, problems, you know.
Yeah,
problems make my dick soft.
Okay. Another interesting thing Adam said is that he doesn't like taking long dumps.
Does he say this here?
That's in the full clip.
Oh, but not Helen.
I just fall off the ass turnip truck or whatever else.
Gotcha.
We could
so
put
you,
ass in front of.
You know what you're working with.
Yeah, I know what I'm working with, and I have
So he likes to get it out of the way, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, he's expeditious. He doesn't enjoy the moment. He doesn't shop online like I do.
I do
our grocery shopping.
Yeah. I like to pop a few blood vessels when I'm sitting down, you know? I don't want it to go that quickly.
Yeah, I don't. It's like the me time. Like we have a toddler. We have two dogs. Like it's the one moment I have to enjoy my life, really.
How about this? A Machines Within question.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Hi, mommies. I've been practicing on, what is this? Cutler, the Killer Clowns Flow. Am I reading this wrong? Maybe I need to open it up. No, Cutter. And I've come to a mental block. Oh, that's the guy, right? He properly expresses his disgust for haters with the lines, F the haters, F all the haters. Then follows it up with the line, much love, no hate.
Wow.
Well, which is it?
Wow.
What's real? What's fake?
Wow.
Maybe he's denouncing haters while rising above it himself. Could Cutter be Jesus? Or is he just a Terminator's Matrix? Happy Halloween, mommies. Brian G. Jesus.
Wow.
Wow. What a great question.
I mean, he's right. It's paradoxical. On the one hand, F all the haters, and then he's like, all love, no hate.
If you're wondering, by the way, why this computer is here, it's smaller, it doesn't have all the stuff that I normally do. I had a computer problem today. I had to swap it out last second just to do this episode. Otherwise, I'd be playing you some machines within. But,
sorry, guys.
But that is a great question.
Huh. You know, I think it comes down to him just not being very conscious of what he's saying.
You don't think he's on top of what he's saying?
He's a stream of consciousness performer.
Oh, right, right. It just comes to him.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Working on my song. Working on my flows. Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of in the moment.
Singing my song, walking down the street. Yeah. Because it is right. And F the haters, all love. No, he's just saying stuff.
He's reporting the news from his mind.
Yeah.
That's what geniuses do, guys. They can't.
Wow. Not everything. Quite a compliment.
Well, he is. Machines Within became a smash hit single, and it's because of him, in part.
That's true. That's really true.
His brainchild, if you will.
Well, we'll try to get more. Obviously, if he keeps creating content, we'll keep playing it here. So maybe we'll see if he does something in the same vein later. You know,
it's hard to do two hits in a row.
You know who he reminds me of a little bit? Tupac.
Yes, I see it.
I see a lot of Tupac.
Yeah.
One arm question. My boyfriend and I are hardcore black guys who love to fuck and love
Excuse
your podcast.
Me?
We were thinking to y'all talk about how do armless people wipe, and we got to talking and thinking about those with arms. We had the question, if a woman has one arm and gets a manicure, does she pay full price? What a great question. Looking forward to your infinite jeans wisdom. Machines Within, F all the haters, much love, rub, from Holly and Barron, Texas. That is a fantastic question. Jesus, that is great. What do you think of that?
Well, we once had a nanny offer us half price Reiki on our 8-week-old baby because our son was only 8 weeks old. So normally $100, she could get it to us for $50. I'm thinking the same logic would apply with half a manicure. It makes sense, half price. What do you think?
I think it makes sense, but there's really like... I don't know. There's only one way to really find out. I think we should call a salon.
Tell them my wife only has one arm and how much would you charge her?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Because that makes, it's actually a really excellent question.
Sure, and it's one we can find the answer to.
Yeah. It's
Machines Within.
Machines Within.
F all the haters.
Got a Terminator gun.
Got a Terminator gun. He says gun.
T-16.
Got Terminator. Got a gun. Got Terminator gun.
Let's see here. Go to one of it. This one's called. This one's called Nailed It.
Nailed It. I know where that is.
You do?
I passed by. It's so dumb.
Okay.
Machines Within.
Hello. Sorry, your call was missed.
Oh.
That's right away?
Here, I've got one.
Here, hold on. There's another one here.
I got a gun.
Got a gun. Got a Terminator gun.
F all the haters.
F the haters. Here we go. I mean, these people want my business or what?
No.
Hello, Fulina.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What do you charge for a manicure? My wife, I'm trying to surprise her. She wants a manicure, but she has one arm. Does she have to pay full price?
We can discount it to $10.
Okay, for her one arm?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and she has 1 foot, so can she pay half of the pedicure price too?
You know what? We can... $15? I have no idea. I never seen it before like that, you know?
Okay.
So 15 and 10, so 25.
Okay. That's less than normal, though, right?
No, that's a discount already.
That's what I'm saying. That's the discounted rate. Yeah, because she's got 1 foot and she's got one arm. Okay. That sounds like a great deal. I'm going to send her there. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, fair enough.
That's very fair.
Yeah. Very reasonable establishment.
Yeah.
So glad we got...
You said I've never had that before. That's kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, you'd think that there would be more people with appendages missing that
I'm sure they still want to get their nails done. Yeah. I don't see why they wouldn't.
I saw a woman with severe arthritis getting her nails done. Yeah, like their fingers were all, it was really hard.
But you still want to have nice nails probably,
She
right?
still wanted, and she had like nice rings and stuff. So you still want to jazz yourself up.
Of course.
Jeez, the waist. Of course.
But that was a really good question. Another good question that came is about dick tattoos.
Real thought provoker. Oh, interesting.
On episode 421, you talked about weird places for tattoos and mentioned the poison penis tattoo. Mm. I immediately thought about how that tattoo session went. I imagined the penis would have to be hard, but wouldn't the pain of the needle hurt so bad you'd lose your boner?
Mm.
If you did lose your boner, you think the artist made the client go to the bathroom to rub, or did he close his eyes while the client rubbed it to get hard again?
Oh, man.
How many times? Well, you know, I wonder if anybody, this is a, she says, you guys are doing good, Kelly from Missouri. It's a great question, Kelly. And if there's any tattoo artists that have ever done a penis tattoo that could enlighten us on how that goes and whether or not you have to be erect and if you lose your erection, because I imagine that does apply there, you know, for sure.
I would imagine flaccid, and then they would stretch the skin and do it flaccid. Because how could you maintain an erection?
But I don't know anything about tattooing. Yeah. I know a lot about dicks. I don't know anything about tattooing.
I'd imagine they would like stretch the skin of the penis. Mm-hmm. And then really get in there.
I like the way you're drawing on it.
Stretch those nooks and crannies.
Yeah.
Get the ink in.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Right? I don't think it should be. But I'm not a tattoo artist.
Did you know, by the way? That when I played this earlier in the show.
Dick, I'll make you slap somebody in the face.
Yeah. Did you know that's one of the first drops we played? And then this is actually the same lady.
No. Then you just come look close, because I don't want men, I don't want no women to hear this. So I'm sure, but if the gay men are saying it, then I'm sure the women probably are noticing this too. They just ain't telling y'all damn man. This boy told me to tell y'all, y'all need to wash under y'all damn nuts and all around y'all damn nuts.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Important. But this boy saying to tell y'all, if you do not get penetrated and have anal sex, then you still have an obligation to lift your nut sack up and go all underneath round the back of your nut and all around. And then they say all around your dick too. They say the dick be stinking.
Yeah, but isn't that like intuitive for everyone?
I mean,
to
obviously
wash your dick in your nuts?
Not, because she's having to do a PSA about it.
I mean,
it.
She's saying like even if you don't engage in anal sex to wash your nuts and dick. Like,
yeah, I'm not sure what that has to do with anal, but
I don't know. I think she's
misinformed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they say, especially if you got that foreskin around y'all dick, they say y'all don't be pulling that dick back to get all what them old people call all that crust and that butt I'm around underneath your dick skin. That boy said this shit got to stop.
Yeah.
He said y'all need to wash your nuts, pull your skin back around your dick, get all that hard caked up crust.
And then
he said when y'all shit and wipe y'all ass with that toilet tissue, he said be pieces of particles of shit and pieces of tissue and shit be caked around y'all asshole. So maybe y'all need to shave and cut that hair around y'all ass. And don't just depend on that toilet tissue to do the trick.
Wow. There's just a lot of information there.
It's very, very important.
I feel like everything that she's saying is quite, quite obvious.
Right. Yeah, it's true. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, wear deodorant. Yeah. Change your underwear every day.
Come on. We know this.
Brush your teeth twice a day. Dude, we get it. Who's not doing the basics?
Yeah, maybe she's just pushing back. Maybe this is pushback against all the fucking people that have for years now say, oh, pussies stink. Wash your pussy stinks.
Right. She's heard that her whole life.
So she's like, fuck you, wash your dick. Which I get. Sure. I understand that.
Yeah, because there's true. There is this thing about women's vaginas just being smelly 24/7. It shouldn't be, unless something is going on, infections or such.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm fucking sick of hearing how stinky vaginas are.
They're not that stinky.
I mean, there are
stinky boxes out there, obviously.
I'm sure.
But
what do you expect? I mean, come on. It's a portal of life, you guys.
Yeah.
Can't be perfect.
Come on, please. Yeah, here we go, actually.
That boy said y'all ass stank, and y'all need to get this together before y'all bring y'all dick and nuts to go over there and go up in his butt and go to his house. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with more Ask Alexis. Lord, I didn't know it was like this. Nigga ass stanking off the damn chain. And y'all talking about women stank, pussy
there,
stank?
There you go.
But this boy just said y'all ass is motherfucking fuming. Do you hear me?
There you go. You're right. You're right, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, you called that one.
I tell you, I know dicks. I know balls. I know things that smell. I know it. It's my, it's really my wheelhouse, man.
Yeah.
It's really, really
Do we have a dental update?
You've been saying, and actually, you know what, this first came up with, you know, obviously my friend Fat, Bert.
Yeah.
Who, can you imagine, you've seen his mouth, right?
All these different colors. It's a garbage dump, yeah.
It's just, it's horrific. And he breathes.
You know what his teeth look like? Thanksgiving corn.
Yeah.
The decoration that
you put. Oh, there's like a white one, a yellow one, a brown one, a gold one.
It's
like all these different colors.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. And he breathes really loud.
Yeah.
And we were talking about like, hey, do you think you probably, like, I know he snores. We should call his wife and be like, what's that snoring like?
Sure.
He doesn't wear a mouth guard at all.
Wow.
And I've been wearing one for years, which has helped tremendously. You noted that lately my snoring has gotten louder, but I think it's because I haven't switched my bands out in a while. So I can switch them out tonight.
I think you should, because the last two nights I've had to poke you and then you flip over. Now, and I also think it might be time for a new mouth guard, babe, because you've been using the same one every night for how many years?
It's a few years now, yeah.
Yeah, it's time. It's time.
Just get a new one.
Go to the doctor, the dentist, and go get a fresh one.
Okay.
Or get backups, too, maybe two.
It's a good idea.
I'm surprised you haven't, I don't want to jinx it, but you haven't lost this one.
I've had panic attacks about losing it, so I probably should get a backup.
Yeah.
Or make this the backup, get a fresh one.
Get a freshie. You deserve it.
Thanks. I'm going to do it. I really love it. And actually, there are times now, let's say I get into a hotel, and I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. I got to take a nap.
Yeah.
I just won't even open my bag. I don't sleep as well. Like, I mentally, it's not as comfortable now.
Because you're used to that.
I'm used to it being there.
It's like wearing your retainer or your headgear. You know,
and then, this isn't a plug for, you know, I'm not telling you about one. I'm just saying that, like, if you do snore and you want to have a more comfortable, fuller night of sleep, this is what has helped me. And it helps the person that sleeps next to me.
But it's a professionally made.
No, you go to the dentist. You get a mold done. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I know.
It's a whole thing.
They're very upset.
All right. We'll take them in a moment. We'll take them in a moment. We're almost done.
Oh, okay. We are.
So.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here are. Anyways, I'm going to get it done.
It's time. You deserve a fresh one.
I've been brushing a lot. I floss. I got my teeth whitened.
I've been slacking on the flossing. I will say that your teeth and your special look much whiter, and I think people are really going to be dazzled by how thin you look and how white your teeth look.
Well, I definitely look if you look side by side the last one,
crazy.
It's definitely different.
I think people are going to be really dazzled by how great you look in this new special.
Especially, well, I think if they've never seen me before, they'll be like, who's that fat guy? But if you know me from before, you'll be like, oh, he looks better. He looks way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another email we got. We get dental updates all the time. As a reminder to anybody that listens to the show, if you ever want to send in a song, if you ever want to send in a link, if you ever want us to watch a video, if you ever want to give us a dental update, the email is always, don't do Facebook, don't direct message, don't
social media.
Always hit us up at the Gmail address. That's the official email address. We have thousands of emails, and they've all come in through there. That's where we check them. It's yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. There's no house in the address. yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Here's the email. Hey, mommies, my name is Brandon, and I have a dental update for you. I've been listening to the show for a few years now, and I used to fast forward past the dental updates because I was so ashamed of my teeth.
Oh.
I'm 27 years old, and my teeth were starting to look like I've been eating rocks all my life. I didn't have dental insurance, so I didn't go to the dentist for over 10 years. The early onset dad mouth was real, and my jeans were pretty low and loose. It got so bad that I wouldn't smile with my teeth, and it was affecting my self-esteem and happiness. After I got a new job with good insurance, my triple D slut wife, who has a great set of chompers on her, convinced me to go to the dentist to see what we could do to get the ball rolling on fixing my teeth. That, along with years of dental shaming from the Maine mommies, finally made my appointment. We start with a cleaning, and I looked like a bloody mess after a clean that lasted about an hour. The dentist then did an evaluation. I had 16 fucking cavities. The good news is, over the course of 2 months, I got all 16 fillings. I am now finally cavity-free, no longer ashamed to smile.
Wow.
I didn't know how good the white fillings would look. I just wanted to thank you Tom and Christina for shaming me for years and being a contributing factor to force me to go to the dentist and making my smile something not to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
You've had a positive influence on my life, and I'm glad my wife and I found your show. On top of the teeth, you helped me and my wife be our grossest selves ever, making farts acceptable around each other, which has undoubtedly gotten us closer as a couple. Anyway, sorry for the long email, but I just wanted to say sincerely, thanks, Jeans. Brandon from North Carolina. How about that?
That is so true. You know, when I got my veneers done, the gentleman who did them said that people have to relearn how to smile when they get their teeth fixed.
Yeah.
Because the muscles actually go wonky because you're covering your teeth when you smile, or you don't smile at all.
I have a cousin like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to out them, but I have a cousin like that.
No, but it's definitely, could you imagine you're not smiling?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't smile that often, but.
It's not good, I'm saying, to restrict yourself from smiling. That's not
right. Could you imagine? Psychologically, it's very devastating.
It's got to be devastating. This is a, I'm always a fan of a coach that goes over the top. This is a youth hockey coach. Littleton Hockey Association removed this coach from the team. This is a youth coach. Has come to our attention a video involving one of our coaches one of their assistants has been circulating through social media. This says that they basically found this to be completely unacceptable. I find it to be completely hilarious. And this is the coach in the locker room giving the pregame speech to the kids.
And this is Vietnam! I want to see you sticking your hands up these guys' asses and working them like a fucking puppet!
This is me.
I want to control these motherfuckers! And they're going to...
I'm this kid right here.
Yeah.
Ear to ear smile. Like, this is the best.
Yeah.
Like, loving my coach talking like this.
Yes.
Vietnam! I want to see you sticking your hands up these guys' asses and working them like a... You know what I'm going to do out there? I'm going to watch the warm-up. It's going to be a good warm-up. A lot of fucking jam. And then you're going to beat up Green Mountain.
I don't see what's wrong with it, honestly.
He's fired up.
Am I wrong? I know I'm wrong.
He also knows that the kids aren't threatened because they're smiling
laughing.
And they're laughing.
Yeah, it's funny.
It is funny.
God damn it, I have no idea where I'm heading with this. But I want to see you beat up Green Mountain! Fuck Green Mountain! Fuck their coaches! Fuck their wives! Fuck their friends!
They can hear us.
I don't care about
them. That's the best. Yeah. He said, fuck the other team, fuck their coaches, fuck their wives.
Yeah.
And all these kids go, they can hear us. That's the best.
Yeah.
They can hear us.
We are going to beat them up so bad. They are going to be wishing they never came to Breckenridge. Let's go!
That's great. I actually love that.
I think that's fine.
You know, that coach said something there. He goes, we're going to beat them so bad, they're going to wish something. The best version of that I ever heard was a football player one time said in an interview, he said, I want to hit people so hard that they don't want to play football anymore.
That's a really good idea.
I was like, holy shit. Like, that's the most intense summary.
I like that. But can I tell you something? In order to win in life and in order to succeed, you do kind of have to have that killer mentality.
Oh, this guy played in the NFL.
Yeah.
But I mean, think about that for
a second.
I
like that.
People
like
say
that.
Things like, I want to hit guys so hard, they shit their pants.
Right.
I want to hit them so hard, I knock their helmet off. This guy said, I want to hit people so hard, they don't want to play football anymore.
Right.
Like, they want to quit the game.
I like that. That's inspirational. It motivates me.
Yeah.
I feel inspired, don't you?
His name is Ernie Sims. That's who said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad used to say, I'm going to hit your head so hard, it's going to fall off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
similar.
Inspiring.
I'm going to hit you so hard, your head's going to fall off.
It's a little
right?
different path that I was going down.
Yeah.
Let's talk more of sports.
Right. Yeah. But it rung a bell in me.
Yeah.
Inspirational.
That is inspiring.
Yeah.
And did that ever happen?
No.
Well, then that's,
But they threaten you with it, Hungarian
threats
parents.
Go a long way, though.
Yeah.
Threats are good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it for today, Gene. It was definitely a fun
talk. By the way, I forgot about Skippy. Skippy all day, fuckers. Don't you
Skippy's
show me
bullshit.
That GIF crap. Skippy all motherfucking day. And shaky cheese all day.
There's a bunch of songs, but I have to close on the Gaping Dad song.
Yeah, of course. I mean, songs here, but it's like a medley of all great things.
Yeah, it's so great. Thank you all. Oh, don't forget this, by the way. In our store, the Christmas sweater is 100% profit to charity. We're doing the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. So there's multiple Christmas products, and there's obviously other, you know, we have shirts, I have signed vinyl, I have Mostly Story signed, Completely Normal signed, the vinyl. There's albums, there's shirts, then we have some holiday stuff like Santa Claus is Black, Santa Claus is Asian, Santa Claus is Latino, and we have a Santa Claus wears jeans hat, like a winter hat, you know?
Yeah, it's beanie, great. It. I mean, the quality on it, it's like a sewn,
the pattern's sewn in,
it's not a bullshit thing, man.
But if you see the Christmas sweater that says Santa Claus wears jeans, that's all going to charity.
That's awesome.
So, and we'll document it. We'll show you, like, however we get the toys or just give them the money. It'll be like, we'll video it and put it up so you can see it.
Well, start your holiday shopping now, you guys. These are going to go fast.
Yeah. They're already the jeans one will sell out really soon, for sure. All right. That's it. Thank you guys again for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye, Jean.
Bye, mommies.
Make a brunch and get over it. My mom Cindy.
I told you Tango started. She started.